Jolene Lowes and Boyd Kennard attended the RM of Wallace Woodworth Council meeting to report on the demise of the artificial ice plant at the Elkhorn and District Community Center, EDCC, and the plans to replace it. Lowes represented the EDCC committee and Kennard is acting as a consultant on the ice plant project. In mid-March, during the Tiger Hills Hockey League, THHL, West Division final playoff series between Minnesota, Elkhorn Seahawks and Verdun Oil Kings, the ice plant failed, ending any use of the ice for the rest of the season. In addition to losing the remaining games in the THHL playoffs, Kennard noted, "We also missed the Cantskate show, and we will miss quite a few ice rentals from teams that are looking to try to finish out their playoff season." Lowe said, "It was going to cost about $15,000 to get it back running, and although the facility lost about $2,000, she added, "it didn't warrant us to pay to get it fixed." Plans to replace the plant were already in progress, and Kennard said, "It was 13 years ago that the condenser was added to the unit, and that was a band-aid at that time." Adding, "There is a worry that we will become financially strapped, and we have some huge technical difficulties within the facility." Lowe said, "We're having a lot of trouble with our kitchen, and we seem to be putting more and more money into it, so if we're trying to get the ice plant going, and we can't open doors, that's my concern." A new ice plant is in the works, and it will be housed in a C-Can shipping container outside the rink. The system will be self-contained and suitable to be moved to a new location. Kennard said, "We are running in parallel with a group right now that has interest in a new facility, so we are trying not to put an excessive amount of money into the building but just to maintain its properties as it is to be functional." Installing the new plant in a C-Can will cost an extra $50,000, and the delegation came to request bridge financing for that amount until approved grants arrive and to provide time for further fundraising. Kennard said, "There are grants coming due and there's a few other grants they will continue to apply for, but we can't put those in as actual financials until we receive them." Council approved of the bridge financing in theory and will wait for EDCC to provide an audited financial statement to give final approval. Kenton Ludd, Cown. Diana McDonald reported that the Kenton Committee will invite requests for proposals to replace sidewalks in the community. Ludd manager Marty Sigurdsson has also been advertising for this summer's Green Team. Two dog waste stations have been ordered that are to be placed in the community, and there will be an animal vaccination clinic on the afternoon of May 21 at the fire hall. A letter was received from concerned town residents about a backup plan for prolonged power outages. Elkhorn Ludd, Cown. Dennis Lashapel reported that the Ludd committee discussed items for the town foreman and the Ludd manager. Regarding the Citizen of the Year award, the Elkhorn and Area Foundation will team up with the Ludd for the presentation. Security cameras for the park are still a work progress. The cemetery mower repairs have been done and it's ready to go. Two resolutions resulted from the Ludd meeting. Council approved the estimate from Cleaver Construction for $7,035 to remove and replace 48.5 running feet of sidewalk in the vicinity of the library for a total of 555 square feet. The resolution to accept the revision of the 2024 Spray Park caretaker contract to Linda Bages was passed. Councilor reports. Cown. Barb Stambuski reported that she attended a veterinary board meeting where there was discussion of a new addition to the clinic. The board is considering taking out a loan to proceed with the project. They will establish a ballpark price to get an idea of how much to budget for financing. The new facility is planned to be 60 by 60 feet, Stambuski said, but is complicated by the fact that you have plumbing, you have water in almost every single room. She attended the Westman Emergency Group, WEG, meeting. The budget is the same as last year and has been accepted by the province. There is an EMO portal, and it was recommended that each municipality have at least one or two staff persons that can access it. The Disaster Management Conference is coming up October 16 to 18. At the Manitoba Antique Automobile Museum meeting, the budget was finalized. Crane Steel examined the portion of the roof that needs to be replaced. Stambuski said, "It's kind of rusted right through, and they did give us a quote of $131,000. A donor is offering a completely restored 1957 Mack B61 truck. Stambuski said, "It's a beautiful truck, completely restored. It's gorgeous." Cown. McDonald reported that she attended a meeting on doctor recruitment and retention. Enya Ray Wilson from the Verdon Clinic attended and joined the discussion of the Rural Week initiative, where doctors in training spend a week in a rural community. This year Rural Week is May 27th to 31 and there are 4 students coming to Verdon. Other business. Elkhorn RTM Child Care Project, Progress Payment No. 6 to JQ Build of $766,079.41 was approved. There has been $1.832 million spent to date with $2.996 million left to complete the job. Fire Chiefs Conference is next year and there is an opportunity for sponsorship, so Council approved $1,000 for this. Kola Rec Center Board is seeking donations on behalf of the Kola MTB Trails for the purchase of trail signage and the installation of bridges to improve the accessibility of the trails. Council approved the use of the municipality's tax exemption number for all donations over $50. An agenda item to review the bylaw that sets council compensation was tabled as Cown. Mark Humphreys was absent. Dakota Oyet Gaming Developments requested a general letter of support from council to indicate that the municipality is interested in finding out more information about a new gaming center and seeing what a possible development would look like. Staff will propose a new letter of support and have discussion with the town of Verdon to see if they are doing something similar. It will be on the next council meeting agenda for discussion. A municipal board hearing will be held on April 30th to consider the subdivision appeal by the applicant of the conditional approval given by the community planning branch on SW the 24th of October 29. The board has requested the attendance of someone familiar with the file and either Reeve Clayton Kennard or Cown. Stambuski will attend. David Kelvin Taylor applied for subdivision of the property at NW the 10th of May 24 to separate the existing farm dwelling from the quarter section parcel. Manitoba requires a plan of survey, and an easement for the existing access on the neighboring land and an easement for residual access is required. A variation for new lot width will be required. Manitoba Environment and Climate requires a sewer system be approved or changed, and Manitoba Hydro requires an easement into the property as well. The subdivision was approved with those conditions.